The only reason I'm here this morning is because I'm not in the operating theatre doing three hip and two knee replacements, which were cancelled. We're used to this happening in January and February, but not in August and September, because we've had numerous cancellations and the hospital, I think, has been in escalation virtually the entire year.
What you're saying is effectively we're in crisis now and it is going to get worse.
There's two aspects to it. One is the so-called emergency department crisis, which I must admit irritates me, because it isn't an emergency department crisis, it's a crisis of beds. And the problem is the only thing then can give if you have a crisis of beds is planned elective surgery, which is what has happened. And that's why waiting lists are rising. People are concerned about the number of people on waiting lists, and the only way the government seem to be able to manage that is by sending them to private hospitals under the NTPF, which is not a solution. It is a band-aid on a large cut that they need to do something about. And the difficulty is, with these cancellations, all these patients are being pushed further along the waiting list, and it's not getting any better. The patients who are cancelled on my list today have been cancelled between two and three times already. This is the conversation I used to have in January and February, not in September. And I have no doubt when I go in tomorrow morning, I'll have a few letters or phone calls from politicians sort of asking why their patients are being cancelled, etc. And it's because the hospital does not have sufficient beds for the number of people in the county.